The next patient is Charles Carlson. The last name is C-A-R-L-S-O-N. Number one, this is a clinical case of an 87-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. Period. This patient has a history of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, and perhaps a component of obstruction in the lower urinary tract as explanation for the CKD, period. The patient has a BUN that is 46, a creatinine of 2.6. There is some degree of pre-renal azotemia, and there is an estimated GFR that is 22.6 mLs per minute. Interestingly, the blood sugar has been getting progressively better. The hemoglobin A1C has changed from 9.1 to 8.5. Number two, the patient has anemia that is most likely associated to the CKD. This patient goes on to the cancer center, and we are going to send a note for them to treat the anemia that is related to kidney disease. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control. Following number, diabetes mellitus. I am going to send a note to the primary care physician to see whether or not the patient requires more medication in order to control the blood sugar. We know that the trend in the last 3 months has been to get the blood sugar under control. By the time that he gets to the primary care, he will have a better idea of the needs regarding hyperglycemia in this patient. Following number, atrial fibrillation that is on Xarelto. Following number, the patient has a cardiomyopathy that is followed by the cardiologist. Following number, peripheral vascular disease, status post, stent placement in the lower extremities. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I neglected to mention the presence of BPH and inability to empty the urinary bladder. The patient has a residual volume of more than 50 cc's an hour. More than 50 cc's, period. We spent 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes with the patient, face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.